Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Your ears are not deceiving you. You heard that right. It is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you, as always, for a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's been a pretty beautiful day. Yesterday, what was it? It was low 80s, lows in the low 60s. Today has been pretty similar. Very beautiful. We always got this hind window we look behind us for just to see how the weather's looking, and it is phenomenal. 410 here. We'll get things started locally, as we always do. There's an ongoing dispute among the Escambia County Board of Commissioners and outspoken county resident Larry Downs Jr. All right, so Downs, who owns a plumbing company, has been at odds with Commissioner Stephen Berry over whether he can use a word that he says is important to his livelihood at county board meetings. Upon trying to present a poem that included the word, for context, it is the S word used for excrement, Berry had Downs escorted from the podium back to his seat by a deputy. Downs claims that it's a First Amendment issue and says that he should be allowed to use the word at meetings if he wants. It sparked a heavy debate on Pensacola Morning News this morning, with a 50-50 split of listeners supporting Downs' First Amendment argument. Speaking of Pensacola Morning News, if you've ever tuned in, you know that it's not just the Escambia County Board meetings that have some issues at times. Also, the Santa Rosa County Board meetings are not immune to having some drama, and they had some yesterday. Outgoing Commissioner James Calkins was running the meeting when Jerry Cooey criticized political action committees, or PACs, and then made comments regarding rumors that Calkins could run for office in another county. That led to a back and forth between the two until Commissioner Colton Wright spoke up and asked Calkins to stop engaging or he would leave. Calkins and Cooey continued their discussion before Wright got up and did, in fact, walk out, but he returned to the meeting shortly after. Golly, Chris, so much, dare I say, nonsense happening in those meetings this week.
Well, I want to tell you, I'm a happy camper right now.
Well, it's good that one person is. Sounds like these people have some issues.
Well, I'm very happy because I just spoke to Tappy Villain, of course, Supervisor of Elections in Santa Rosa County. She will be joining us live at 5:12 this afternoon. We're going to get those early numbers in Santa Rosa County, and we're also going to talk about what are the polling stations having the best results so far. Those crowds, the most lines, things like that. But we're going to tap into Santa Rosa County this afternoon, 5:12. Tappy Villain, Supervisor of Elections in Santa Rosa County, joined us live on 92.3.
All righty. And also, we do have not one, but two pairs of tickets to give away to Pensacola Little Theater's production of POTUS. We gave away a pair yesterday. We'll be giving away our first pair at 4:30, so that's in about 17 minutes. And then we'll give our second pair away that time next hour at around 5:30. Also here locally, FDLE officials say that two Pensacola men now facing child sex crime charges, 21-year-old Mason Radford and 52-year-old Ryan Trainer, are both accused of sending messages to a person they believed was a 14-year-old girl and soliciting them for sex. But in both cases, these girls were actually undercover law enforcement officers. Both men have been booked into the Escambia County Jail. And while Radford is being held on a $475,000 bond, Trainer has been released on a $50,000 bond.
Okay, does the name Mario Morales ring a bell to you?
Yes.
Oh, good, because you know it, 4:35 this afternoon. Mr. Morales is going to join us. It's the Peat Nut Butter Challenge. We've been talking about this. This is the University of Florida IFAS program over at the Escambia Extension Office. Mr. Morales is going to join us. Tell us how you can participate in helping the local pantries around the area through the Peanut Butter Challenge. And he is live 4:35 on News Radio 92.3.
This may be a question that I save for him, but what exactly is the challenge? Is it like eating it?
No, they collect jars of peanut butter.
Oh.
And then they save it for the pantries of the different pantries around our community, feeding the homeless, feeding people that need food and things like that. So anyway, it's called the Peanut Butter Challenge. Been doing it for a long time. I used to go over to the extension office over in Stefani, and I'd walk in the room. They have like a conference room there. To the ceiling, packed with peanut butter containers. We're going to talk to Mr. Morales, asking about all this madness coming up.
All right. Well, good, because the details that you just gave me tell me that it's a lot more wholesome than I thought. I was like, is it like a peanut butter eating contest?
I'm even going to tell you where people can donate those peanut butter cans.
Excellent. All right. At just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report on I-10. This is if you're traveling westbound, just passing the I-110 north ramp. It is adding to some of the congestion we typically see there every afternoon. Then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue. Got some backups over there. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is also giving you some issues at this time. And last but not least, it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. That's just in Pensacola. We also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway. Well, actually, Navarre Parkway is looking pretty clear. It's just Gulf Breeze traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it is 78 degrees in Pensacola, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 84 and a low of 62.
A lot of folks up in Washington scratching their heads today as the investigation continues into the leak of U.S. intelligence material. This is concerning a possible Israeli military attack on Iran. This is very serious. Someone basically spilled the beans.
Yeah.
And tip somebody off on it. They found it on the website of all places. Well, I guess you can believe that. Everything is on the website. Fox's Kevin Uresky has more with his team coverage.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby discussed the situation Monday.
We're not exactly sure how these documents found their way into the public domain.
Kirby adding that President Biden is concerned about the situation.
That is not supposed to happen, and it's unacceptable when it does.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio expressed anger over the leak during an appearance on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
It's both a federal crime to leak that information. It's also an act of treason. It's an aiding an enemy of the United States, a government in Iran that basically says death to America, death to Israel every week. It's their slogan.
The senator also issuing this bottom line.
We need to know who did this, and they need to be punished.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Okay, general election about 14 days away. Go ahead and count. You can meet those deadlines if you really need to go out there and do that early voting. Let me give it to you. Today, early voting underway. 10 sites, Scambia County, 6 sites in Santa Rosa through November 2nd. November 5th is Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast a ballot at an early voting site, you must have a photo ID and proof of signature. Tappy Villain, today, 5:12, Supervisor of Elections over in Santa Rosa County, with us live, talking about early voting and what's going on in Santa Rosa County. Coming at you live on News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of the voting process, former President Trump and Vice President Harris reaching out to Latino voters in the final 2 weeks of the campaign. Trump held a roundtable with Latino voters in Miami this morning. Harris off the campaign trail today for an interview with Telemundo, and she will also give an interview with NBC News later today. Trump's running mate J.D. Vance making multiple stops in Arizona, while Harris's running mate Tim Walz will campaign in Wisconsin with former President Obama. We've already seen some footage of that.
I watched that live today, earlier today. It came down about 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I saw him in Miami. Getting a lot of kudos from a lot of these Hispanic business people, giving horror stories and what it's been like for the past 3.5 years in dealing with the federal government on their side. Well, we do know this, former President Trump making efforts to court minority voters as he and Vice President Kamala Harris enter the home stretch of this election cycle. Fox has more from Doral, Florida.
The former president has a really great opportunity this year, specifically because of the immigration crisis and the economy, to really reach out to minority voters, voters that would have normally gone to the Democratic Party. We saw that last week with Arab and Muslim Americans. We're seeing that with Hispanic Americans and Black Americans. This brand new Suffolk poll out, it shows that Trump is leading Harris amongst Latino voters in a head-to-head. That's a big deal. He's trailing pretty far behind Harris among Black voters, but he got 8% to President Biden's 91% amongst Black voters in 2020. So doing a lot better this time around.
All righty. Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got officials discussing a video alleging Minnesota Governor Tim Walz committed sexual assault. It is fake. And who's behind it? Details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group Commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles travel across the state Saturday night to take on rival Miami in a primetime ACC matchup. Airtime is 5 p.m. on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Miami at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Continued our discussion about the propositions that are on the ballot in, gosh, 2 weeks. Propositions 5 and 6, I evaluated those. You can catch those on the podcast page. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about a variety of things, including one of the most horrific crimes that I even can remember being attempted here in Escambia County. And the last round of drama from James Calkins and the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
clocks are running late. Ain't my number morning sky. Looks so phony.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. All righty, looking at the roads here, it's just some more of the usual stuff. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Pine Forest Road has some issues if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. And Mobile Highway, wow, if you're traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue towards Blue Angel Parkway, got some very heavy backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just some issues in that area. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90, the usual spots that give us trouble this time each and every day. As for the weather, 78 degrees with a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, another beautiful sunny day. Wednesday has a high of 84, low of 62.
Okay, home buyers and home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers today, got a story coming up here in a second that might be of concern to you. Freddie Mac reporting mortgage rates have marched higher in the past 3 weeks, with the benchmark 30-year fixed surging to 6.44%. As Freddie Mac's latest reading, borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 5.63%. Now, there is more troubles for one of the largest mortgage lenders in the U.S., and Fox's Lillian Wu has more details on this story.
Rocket Mortgage gets hit with a lawsuit from the Department of Justice, which is claiming the lender discriminated against a black homeowner 3 years ago in Colorado by lowballing her home appraisal based on her race. The Justice Department also filed suit against the appraiser, his company, and the appraisal management company. Rocket's also accused of retaliating against the homeowner by canceling her refinance application when she reported the discrimination. Rocket Mortgage calling the lawsuit massive overreach and pointing out the appraisal was conducted by an independent agency. Also, that under federal law, the home value must be determined without any input or bias from mortgage lenders. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right. Pretty interesting there about the mortgage situation going. We're watching the rates, and then Rocket looks like they're in a little bit of trouble this afternoon.
Yes, and also another piece of trouble we had, hinted at this before the break. Officials say that a fake video alleging Minnesota Governor Tim Walz committed sexual assault is the work of Russian groups trying to disrupt U.S. elections. The video, which has been widely circulating on social media, features a man who says he's a former student and claims the vice presidential candidate assaulted him. However, the man in the video says that the allegations are false.
I'm not sure how you feel about this, but Americans are going to see a rise in their standard tax deductions from the IRS. This will be starting up next year. More from Fox's Gurnell Scott.
The Internal Revenue Service said single taxpayers and those who are married but filing separately will see standard deductions go up to $15,000 next year. It was $14,600 this year. If you're filing jointly, the deduction goes up $800 next year to $30,000. These increases aren't as much as those in recent years. Why are these adjustments made? The IRS says inflation is usually the reason. Higher prices are still being felt by Americans, even as the inflation rate has dropped to as low as it has been in 3 years. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
Alrighty, and Rudy Giuliani being ordered to hand over his assets to two Georgia election workers he defamed. A federal judge issued the order Tuesday that requires the former New York mayor and Trump attorney to give control of his New York penthouse, luxury watches, Mercedes-Benz, and cash to Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Last year, a jury found that Giuliani defamed a mother and daughter when he claimed they took part in election fraud in 2020.
Okay, we got sports coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes. We'll be going over some of the local high school stuff in SEC activity. Governor, this is kind of in the same motif as sports, if you will. Governor DeSantis isn't holding back when it comes to college football, saying that despite the differences in the University of Miami and FSU football programs, they both share one accomplishment. They both beat Cal Berkeley in football.
Oh, my goodness.
So whatever people say about Florida, DeSantis says Florida is still winning the war on woke. wait, let me finish this now. Miami takes on FSU Saturday kickoff at 6 on News Radio 92.3. That's the important line there.
Yes, I do think it's funny that Florida State's only win is over Cal. However, Cal Berkeley, they've really been, as I said, I think we talked about it. It was
we talked a lot about that.
Well, it was Cal when they went into Tallahassee. They were going to call it Calahassee.
Yep.
And it was instead of, oh, goodness, what was it? It was something to do with being woke. versus Miami. And it was instead of Catholics versus convicts, which is what Notre Dame and Miami was called years ago. It was something else. But to be fair, Cal, they were pretty good sports about it. They were really playing into the liberal role.
All right. 12 days, end of daylight savings time. Go ahead, enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. One key health benefit of DSD, it allows people to enjoy more outdoor activities. So probably in a little more than 12 days right now, it'll probably be getting dark.
Right.
So enjoy the sunlight, folks. Sunday, November 3rd, turn the clocks back 1 hour. To Central Standard Time. Good luck.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Donald Trump continues to court Hispanic voters. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
In Miami, the former president holding a roundtable discussion with Latino voters and business leaders, a demographic he's really been trying to get a hold of for quite some time now. Some of the biggest topics of conversation, the border and the economy.
Harris isn't holding any campaign events today. She's in Washington for meetings. Her running mate, Tim Walz, is campaigning with former President Barack Obama in Wisconsin. The FBI is investigating how classified U.S. material about Israel appeared online. Fox's Jared Halperin reports.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder says the Defense Department is cooperating with the FBI, but says a Pentagon official accused in some media reports of being responsible for the leak, to his knowledge, is not a subject of interest.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve is likely to agree to 2 more quarter percentage point rate cuts this year and 4 additional moves next year, according to the IMF's chief economist. Although most sectors in the S&P 500 were down today, the industrial sector took the biggest hit. The index was bogged down by companies like GE Aerospace. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed. The Dow fell 6, the S&P 500 dropped 2, and the NASDAQ was up by 33. Shares of cigarette maker Philip Morris International rose sharply after the company easily beat quarterly earnings estimates and boosted their guidance. Shares are off slightly in after-hours trading. Verizon added more wireless subscribers than expected in the third quarter as the telecom giant's promotional offers and plans helped to lure in new customers. U.S. crude oil futures for December up more than 2% to around $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. Army led by star QB Bryson Daly is ranked 23rd in the country with a 7-0 record. Navy led by star QB Blake Horvath is ranked 24th in the country with a 6-0 record. Army is scheduled to play Navy on December 14th, but there's a chance to see that matchup twice this year, with Army playing Navy the week prior in the American Athletic Conference Championship game. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football is back. And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least 2 player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to 8 players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit Sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bora Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bora Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bora Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through BCI. Sale price
or tag tax title and agent fee. Royalty discounts are qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And you can dance.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election is October 21st through November 2nd, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For early voting locations, visit votesantarosa.gov. Looking at the roads here, it's just a few of the usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. And Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 78 degrees with a low of 64 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, another sunny, beautiful day, high of 84, low of 62. Chris, we got company, don't we?
Yeah, but before we join Mr. Murata, you mentioned, of course, the election supervisor, Robert Bender, from Muskambi County with early results. Of course, early voting is going on right now.
Right.
But coming up 5:12 this afternoon, Tappy Villane, Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, joining us.
All right.
We're going to talk about Santa Rosa County, how the lines have been, how the voting numbers have kind of rolled out here, day two of early voting. So, yeah, Tappy's in, 5:12 on News Radio 92.3. You know, the Peanut Butter Challenge is on, and had an opportunity to be a part of this thing for many years. It's part of the University of Florida IFAS extension over the Escambia County office on Stefani Street. Great people over there. Nick Simmons over there, Beth Bowles, and my new friend, Mario Murata. Hey, Mr. Murata, how you doing today?
Oh.
So how are you today?
I'm very good. How are you guys doing over there?
We're doing great. Very excited because I happen to have firsthand knowledge about the Peanut Butter Challenge. I used to go to your offices for many years and walk into the big conference room is, and that thing was stock full of peanut butter jars. And I kept saying, what is going on here? All right, you're the expert of this. What's going on with the Peanut Butter Challenge?
Wow, that's perfect. Well, just to introduce myself, my name is Murilo Morada. I'm the Agriculture Natural Resources Extension Agent here in UF IFAS Extension Office. Yeah, so I'm very excited to share with you about today about a little bit of the peanut butter challenge. Just to give you a little bit of history, it started in 2012 here in the Florida Panhandle counties. And now we have more than 44 counties participants throughout the state. We collected almost 30,000 pounds of peanut butter, more than 20,000 jars. And all told, the amount of peanut butter donated last year could make almost 440,000 peanut butter sandwiches.
Jeez, Pete.
Listen,
people can donate these unopened jars of peanut butter at locations around our area. By the way, do you have that list close by this afternoon, those six locations?
Sir, I do have the six locations here. So okay. The first one, of course, is the UF IFA Extension office here, 3740 Stephanie Road here in Cantonment.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Escambia County Public Safety on 6575 Northwest Pensacola, Escambia County Farm Bureau in Molino on 153 Highway, Holy Spirit Catholic Church on the Gulf Beach, and we have Gilmore 31st, Fairfield Drive, Pensacola, and now we also have the Escambia County Administration Office, and we have an extra drop-off place, which is the ProSource Wholesale, is in the Brent Lane. So all these locations are gathered together to collect those unopened jars of peanut butter.
Okay, and all these jars of peanut butter, once they're all collected, they go to local food pantries. Am I on track here?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So as we know, peanut butter, the peanut butter is a nutrient-packed and non-perishable food, and many families rely on it, especially on top times. So the peanut butter challenge is on the way to help those local food pantries to stock up on this product and spread the love to those who need it in the most.
How long does this campaign go? If my mind serves me correctly, it ends and wraps up at the end of October, doesn't it?
That is correct, sir. So the last day to donate, as far as we know right now, is October 31st. We just got a new news from our U.S. center today, and maybe we're gonna have for 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks in November due to the storm the storm effect that we have in other counties.
Right.
But as far as we know, the last day to be donating the peanut butter jars will be the October 31st.
Well, listen, you guys are doing a bang up job. I always. Was surprised that, well, I guess I wasn't surprised, there were like just thousands and thousands of jars of peanut butter over there at the Extension office, and it's all part of the Peanut Butter Challenge. So listen, Mr. Morata, thanks for your time today. Thanks for doing this. This is great. Again, it goes to local food pantries throughout this month. The last day to donate will be October 31st, so take advantage of that. And Mr. Morata, thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir. We're counting on all of you to help us reduce the food insecurity situation. And just remember, when we buy peanut butter jar, we also helping our local farmers here. So they do a very good job, and they do a very important job. So we need everybody to get together, help our community, and also our local farmers here.
Yeah, that's some great advice. And he knows, he's the senior ag guy over there. See, he and I have something in common.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to him before we did the interview today. He and I both go straight to the ag building at the fair before we do anything. We both hang out with the cows.
It's a culture thing. Yeah.
It really is.
it's a lifestyle.
Okay, don't forget about Peanut Butter Challenge, annual jar collection event for local food pantries continuing this month. And yeah, thanks for helping us out there, getting jars of peanut butter.
All righty.
Listen, you just would not imagine to see all those thousands of jars of peanut butter in this room.
It sounds like a dream to me.
You know, it's crazy.
I'll grab a spoon and just go into my kitchen.
Look, we got a few minutes here. Let me touch on some sport. You want to grab some sports
Sure.
real quick here? Let's talk high school football. Thursday game coming up. It's Gulf Breeze, Panama City, Mosley, and it's probably going to be – who are you going for? I know who I'm going for this thing.
Oh, this is Mosley.
Yeah,
this is all Mosley.
I was going to say that, but As a breezer, you
didn't want to be as blatant as I was.
I got it. Okay, here's your Friday games. Booker T. Washington at it's actually Destin at Booker T. Washington. That is our game. When I say that is our game, ESPN's game.
Yes, ESPN Pensacola. Kickoff at 7 p.m. on 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m. Jordan and I in the booth for that one. That ought to be a sweet treat for sure. I'll take Washington at home to get that dub.
All right. Central versus Lighthouse Private Christian Academy.
LPCA, if I'm not mistaken, their football team typically struggles. So I'll assume that LPCA loses that. No offense to them.
Pine Forest at Escambia.
Escambia.
Jay at Weewa. It's really Weewa Hitchcock, but we've always called it Weewa.
I could know everything about them. I could know nothing about them. I just know that Jay is phenomenal. I have to assume the Royals take over here.
Okay, Milton versus Niceville.
Okay, Niceville consistently one of the best teams in the area. Yes, Milton is 0-8. So context clues just tell me Niceville's going to win that game.
Go figure.
It'd be crazy if I was wrong, though. That would be unbelievable.
It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen any Friday night.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Pace at Navarre.
Whew, man. That means, as a Pace alum, that one cuts deep. I think this year, I can't believe I'm saying this, I think Pace will beat Navarre in high school football.
Boldly go where no one else has gone. Pensacola High at West Florida. This would be played, by the way, over Blue Wahoo Stadium Friday night.
I got to take Pensacola. West Florida is, they just barely escaped Milton last Friday to move up to 3-5, I think. I got to assume the Tigers got it.
One of the baddest teams, and when I say baddest teams, I mean the great.
Yeah, in a good way. Menacing.
One
intimidating.
One of the great teams right now this season. Pensacola Catholic take it on South Walton.
I will take Catholic. I'll take Catholic in that one.
Okay, and Tate, take it on the Bulldogs of Crestview.
Man, Crestview can trip you up. They beat Navarre. I think they gave, who was it last week that they gave a scare? Escambia? Was that it? They gave somebody a bit of a fight last week. I'll take Tate, though.
Okay, let me just go ahead and jump on in here. NFL had a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, and Fox's Joe Morgan has the details on the games.
After a full Sunday of football, the NFL provided double the fun to wrap up Week 7. In the first game, the Ravens defeated the Buccaneers 41-31 for their fifth win in a row. After Tampa Bay jumped out to a 10-0 lead, the Ravens' offense ripped off 34 unanswered points. Baltimore had 508 yards of offense, while quarterback Lamar Jackson finished the night with 5 passing touchdowns, tying the Ravens' single-game record. In the late game, the Cardinals took down the Chargers 17-15, thanks to a 32-yard walk-off field goal from kicker Chad Ryland. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 4:45 here.
It was a rotten night last night. The Bucs just looked terrible.
And Chris Godwin, broken leg, I think.
Not a good time of year to have. Not a good time to ever have that happen.
Right. Yeah, no, it's quite a...
It's a blow.
An upsetting injury, yeah, to the offense there.
It's a blow to the Bucs.
Just a little bit past 4:45, another quick check of the roads and weather. Just the usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90, but also Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Pine Forest Road. That's if you're passing West Michigan Avenue. We do have some issues there. And then Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10, giving you some backups as well. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 84, low of 62, should be a sunny, clear Wednesday.
Couple of bad guys off the streets and arrested on child sex crime charges. Florida Department of Law Enforcement saying 21-year-old Mason Radford and 52-year-old Ryan Trainer were arrested on multiple sex-related counts. Pensacola Cyber Squad. The agents over there were contacted by the suspects during an undercover operation soliciting a 14-year-old girl for sex. Both were booked into the Escambia jail. Radford remained jailed with bond set at a mere $475,000, and Trainer was released on a $50,000 bond.
All right. 4:49 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Arnold Palmer's daughter says that former President Trump's comments about her late father were disrespectful, inappropriate, and unacceptable. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Pensacola Little Theater proudly presents POTUS, October 25th through November 3rd. One four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains adult subject matter and language.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Are you tired of politicians who are more focused on their own careers than the people they serve? Well, so am I. I'm Gay Vallemont, and I'm running for Congress to bring accountability back to District 1. While my opponent is busy with scandals, I'm focused on lowering costs, improving health care, and protecting our rights. I believe in putting people first, and I'll work for you every day, not just when the cameras are on. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Vallemont, and let's bring real leadership back to Washington.
Paid for by Gay Vallemont for Congress.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 4:52 here. Meant to do this earlier this hour, and I offer 1,000 apologies for that. But nonetheless, all that matters is the now. 4:52, we got a pair of tickets that we're giving away here to Pensacola Little Theater's production of POTUS. It's from October 25th to November 3rd, when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon most must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Of course, the show contains adult subject matter and language, but this will be going on from October 25th and November 3rd, and I've got a question for you, and it's an easy one. The first person to tell me at 850-437-1620, and you have to text in to 850-437-1620, who was the tallest president? He's also widely regarded as the best president by modern historians. Tallest president. Tell me who it is. Text in at 850-437-1620. First person to do that will get the pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's POTUS from October 25th to November 3rd.
Sounds good. National debt taking the spotlight as a pretty major concern this afternoon. Fox's Chad Pegram has more in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pegram with the Speaker's Lobby. The federal deficit is now at $1.8 trillion for fiscal year 2024. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. This refers to how much money the government spent compared to the money it took in. The slightly revised deficit estimate was $81 billion, or 4% smaller than the last projection made in June. The CBO has long warned that the federal government is on a fiscal path that is unsustainable in the long term. Annual deficits are projected to rise steadily through the coming decade to reach more than $2.8 trillion in fiscal year 2034. The deficit for fiscal year 2024, which ended September 30th, was $139 billion larger than the fiscal 2023 shortfall. While revenues increased by $479 billion, or 11%, spending rose even more, by $617 billion, or 10%. Meanwhile, spending on interest payments on the public debt rose by $240 billion to $950 billion in the last fiscal year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pegram, Fox News.
Yeah, get into that B stuff, I'm lost. I thought millions were a lot, but when we get into the billions and the trillions, okay, too many zeros for me. Wait a minute.
4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Your main problems right now are going to be on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Pine Forest Road, and Pine Forest Road itself if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Once again, want to remind you the question to get the pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's POTUS from October 25th to November 3rd. Text into 850-437-1620. Who was the tallest president? This should be pretty easy. I mean, especially when you consider his top hat. Who was the tallest president?
Boy.
I'm assuming.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm assuming you have the answer, Chris.
I didn't until then.
Well, that's the point. It's not supposed to be some impossible question to get.
And you're probably saying the guy's pretty honest, too, right?
Yes, he's a pretty honest fella, known for being pretty honest. But yeah, 850-437-1620. I haven't checked the text line yet, so that's why I'm still saying
okay.
First person to get that right.
Listen, a second major recall in less than 1 month for a Honda. If you own a Honda, I want you to listen to this.
He's recalling more than 700,000 vehicles over a high-pressure fuel pump that can crack and leak fuel, increasing the risk of a fire. The recall, including 2023 to 24 Accords and Accord hybrids, 2023 to 25 CRV hybrids, and 2025 Civic and Civic hybrids. No reports of injuries or deaths. The automaker is saying that dealers will inspect and replace fuel pumps as necessary for free. The recall just weeks after 1.7 million Honda vehicles were recalled over potential steering issues. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. Also hinted at this before the break, Arnold Palmer's daughter describing Trump's comments about Arnold, saying that they were disrespectful, inappropriate, unacceptable. Peg Palmer Wares spoke to ABC News about Trump's comments at the airport in Pennsylvania named after the golfer over the weekend. He started with a lewd story about Palmer, who died back in 2016. Palmer Wares said that she will be voting in the presidential election but did not disclose which candidate she plans to vote for. Well, if she's not thrilled with Trump, I have a guess.
Well, I feel sorry for her if she bases the country's future on one thing like this.
Well, and let me ask you.
This is absolutely stupid.
What do you know the contents of the story? It says
I have no clue, but it was probably some sports joke or something. And well, the guys were sitting around shooting the bull, and she got offended or something. But I'm telling you, if she would come out and say this on a national news show, I'm going to make my decision because this guy upset my dead daddy, she's got something wrong with her.
Well, and that's the thing. She didn't disclose who she's voting for.
I got that.
But it seems like Trump's a bit underhanded right now in the race for her heart.
But you can't say that, though, because you don't know the context of that statement that it was made in.
I saw Arnold Palmer. I saw him trending because he's a Wake Forest alum, so of course I know
there
who Arnold
go.
Palmer is. But I saw him trending, and I'm like, okay, what's this all about? And I never cared to dig into it. But apparently it was lewd.
Okay,
allegedly.
According to whose standards?
Well, that's just what the story says. A lewd story.
Allegedly lewd story.
I'll look up the details on it.
Allegedly lewd story.
We'll have fun with it next hour.
Well, we will
recite the story.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything bad about Arnold Palmer because he was great. Him and Jack Nicklaus blew those golf courses up in the 60s, and they were a legend to the game of golf. And
yes.
I hate hearing stuff like this tarnishing somebody's name. Let's just move on.
That is true. And hopefully it's not too much bad about Arnold.
I'm sure. Listen,
as you said, he was
a squeaky clean guy. I mean, come on.
As you said, it was probably just a story.
A guy shooting around, drinking a couple of Dos Equis and, going at it.
Well, I will do some research on it because I am interested.
I want to have a report on that one. That's interesting to me.
I got homework.
Exactly what was said.
Alrighty, Wall Street closing mixed after spending much of the session, in the red at the closing bell. The Dow lost 6 points to 42,924. The S&P 500 slipped just 2 points to 58,51. And the NASDAQ gained 33 points to 18,573.
Okay, have you figured out who the winner is yet?
We do have a winner. We had some texts come in, and I did get the first person, but they need to give me their info.
To confirm everything.
Yeah, so their identity, we will get back to that.
Hey, there's a new opinion poll out today suggesting Florida voters will pass recreational marijuana and a right to abortion. Survey showing 66% approval for Amendment Number 3 on adult use of pot, and 60% on Amendment 4 for abortion access. So there you go.
Really?
Don't let that influence your voting. Forget what I just said. Go out and vote. Don't let somebody tell you or give you indications that this is the way it's going, you go vote.
Yeah. Think for yourself, people.
Absolutely. Make that decision. You don't pull the lever anymore. I remember the days when it was like, as a little kid, my dad took me into the voting
booth.
The booth. It was over at the Westerio on 12th Avenue and at a bar, believe it or not. But I pulled the lever, and guess who I was voting for in that election?
Who?
Dwight D. Eisenhower as the president.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.